Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Polls show President Trump gaining support among Latinos in Florida. Republicans unveil their agenda should they take back the House. Hundreds of uncounted ballots discovered in a closet in New Jersey. Going mask-free could soon be a misdemeanor. Foreign perceptions of the USA at an all-time low. Also ahead, racism. What is it really? But first, Joe Biden leaving his basement in Delaware this week for the Sunshine State. New polls in Florida show the president making major inroads among Hispanic voters. Hillary Clinton won that demographic by 26% last time around, but managed to lose in Florida anyway. The biggest shift coming from Cuban Americans who fled Castro and are now favoring President Trump. Republicans announcing a plan for America if the party takes back the House of Representatives in November. Proposals include cutting taxes, supporting police, creating new jobs. The GOP must win 17 seats from Democrats to regain the majority in the House. More than 1,600 ballots turned up in a random county election board closet in New Jersey. According to official, the mail-in votes would not have changed the outcome of any election held in July. At least 25 states are expanding mail-in options during the pandemic, a move President Trump says will cause chaos in November, which it will. Lawmakers in Pennsylvania and Connecticut may make it a misdemeanor to go outside without a mask. Supporters say the legislation will slow the spread of COVID. Critics say forcing Americans to wear a specific item of clothing is unconstitutional. America's image falling around the globe, 13-nation Pew poll, shows the USA's popularity dropping in every country. Just 41% of folks in the UK express a favorable view of America, down from 83% in 2000. Many believe the Trump administration has handled the COVID pandemic poorly, but the real reason the USA has an image problem abroad is the anti-Trump press overseas. In a moment, racism. We will define it next. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day? If you have an American Home Shield warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What exactly is racism? Well, because I am a simple man, here is a simple explanation. Racism is hurting another person because of skin color or ethnicity. If you harm or wish to harm a person because of his or her complexion, you are a racist. Now, here in the USA, 63% of the population is white, Hispanic 16%, Black 13%, Asian 6%. The minority groups are protected by law from hate crime. So what's a hate crime? Well, it is a federal offense. And it is used when a victim is targeted because of how they look, skin color, or who they are religion, ethnicity, orientation, all of that. Last year, in a nation of 330 million people, there were 8,327 reported hate crimes to the FBI. That's minuscule. Keep that in mind. 57% of those reported crimes were motivated by race, ethnicity, or ancestry. 46% motivated by anti-Black sentiment. 20% anti-white sentiment. 13% classified as anti-Hispanic. Now, on the religious front, 58% of hate crimes directed toward Jewish Americans, 15% Muslim Americans, 4% Catholics. Also, there were racist hate crimes reported in a number of gender situations. So, once again, you can see that it's a big spectrum of people being harmed because of who they are and how they look. But the actual crimes, reported crimes now, not crimes that were proven, is extremely low. So when you hear that we are a racist nation, an evil nation, white supremacist, blah, 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 by the radical left, that's bull, based on the hate crime reportage. Now, the crimes indicate that America is kind of a tolerant society, and I do believe that. I do believe it. But racism does exist. And sometimes the person who practices it isn't a criminal, isn't going out doing damage to another human being. It's a thought process. All right, so we all know people who call various ethnic groups names, describe them in primitive ways and offensive ways. We all know people like that. Now, is that person a rank racist, a hardcore racist? You'd have to know that person. But when you hear that kind of inappropriate speech, you should say something. Now, I have never understood the racism thing. As a Christian, my religion labels it a sin, and it is. We are called to love our neighbors as ourselves, and skin color has absolutely nothing to do with it. America is not a perfect place, but we have made dramatic improvements in race. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Also, please check out my brand new book, Killing Crazy Horse. I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Since the death of George Floyd over the Memorial Day weekend, more than a dozen major American cities have vowed to defund the police, including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. While activists demand local governments pursue social justice, violent crime is going up across the board. Here are the most dangerous big cities in America, according to statistics from the FBI. Number 5, Cleveland, Ohio. Last year, the city of just 380,000 witnessed 2,000 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. That's 5 times Ohio's average. Number 4, Atlanta. According to local police, the town has become a major transit hub for shipping narcotics between the Caribbean and New York City. The trade has sparked dozens of new gangs and a spike in violence. Number 3, Memphis, Tennessee. The third most dangerous place in America is that way because of 13,000 violent crimes and 50,000 burglaries last year. Number two, Oakland, California. The liberal Bay Area town has seen a major surge in homelessness, property crime, drug trafficking, and shootings since 2017. And no one is trying to stop that. The most dangerous big city in America for the fifth year in a row, Detroit. More than 50% of Michigan's entire homicides occur in the Motor City. 4 in 10 residents live below the poverty line in Detroit, the unemployment rate higher than 30% in some blighted neighborhoods. And here's something else you might not know. Before its notorious reputation, Detroit was once ranked one of the safest places in America. During the mid-20th century, the exploding automobile industry boosted the town's population to the fourth largest city in the country following Philadelphia. Fast forward 70 years later, and Motor City's population has declined by 65%. At least 24 officials have been indicted on corruption charges, including a mayor. Finally, Detroit is the biggest municipality in America to file for bankruptcy in the history of this country. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.